Again, I'm gonna go back, we've got one here under advisement. And it's case number 11,212. And Mr. Russell, you would take me under advisement.
Two surveys that I assume from the big drawing that the addition goes to the rear where the deck is now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It doesn't encroach on the side, but it encroaches in the back.
The rear.
Yeah, just in the rear, right.
Because the side's at an angle.
I don't really have a problem with it, I just make sure.
I didn't.
Anybody else have any concerns about it?
Mr. Wharton, how do you feel?
No.
Mr. Mills?
I'm good with it.
Okay, well, then having been said and if the board's ready to vote, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in the case of 11,212, the uniqueness is that the lot is not square. It is a small lot. Believe that the variance will enable reasonable use of the property and not necessarily otherwise be developed without a variance for any more livable square footage. In the case of the undersized lot, it wasn't created by the applicant. I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it is a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would move that we approve case number 11,212.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Hudson, and a second by Mr. Mills, that we approve case number 11,212. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated by Mr. Hudson. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,212 is approved. Okay, that takes care of that.